Today on Jay Sekulow Live, what's next?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and a great holidays as we're still in this holiday time period. Of course, New Year's Eve and New Year's, but celebrating the birth of Christ. It's so important to those of our audience who are Christians. And again, a great time to gather with friends and family, even for those of you who are listeners and supporters of our work who may not particularly be religious. But as a Christian organization, you know, we celebrate the birth of Christ. So it's a very important holiday. As we started getting back, and some of you are already back to work, we wanted to introduce to you something that if you follow our social media closely, whether it's on Facebook, maybe my Twitter, or even on Instagram, that we launched a few months ago called What's Next. And there's these 3 minute or about 3 minute long video segments I do on various topics that the ACLJ handles. I mean, it goes from everything from Israel to we did one on holiday displays, both what you could do at work, what the government is able to do. You know, we did different ones for that. We've done it on, with religious liberty. We've done it on kind of an update on those who are being persecuted abroad. But we do it in a way that it's about 3 minutes long. They're very easy to share with your friends and family on social media. They get unbelievable amount of views. The last one posted as of today, I saw, had over 200,000 views. And these are just 3 minute videos that our team is producing with different topics, and we're continuing to do that. Well, we thought for our radio audience, it would be really cool to kind of put some of these together so that if you're not on our social media and haven't seen, or even if you are, but you've missed it on Facebook or Twitter, what we've been doing with What's Next, because it's really reaching a totally new audience of folks. Because again, it's one thing to share an entire radio broadcast, and many of you do that, and we appreciate it. It's a lot easier to get people to share a three-minute video, and it's also, as you know, easier to get one of your friends or family members to watch a three-minute video on social media than it is maybe an hour-long radio broadcast. So it's been something that we thought, hey, it'd be great if we could get 1,000 views with our first one, or if we could get 10,000. And it launched, and they were getting 80, 90, 100,000, 200,000. So there was obviously a need out there, and people enjoyed it, enjoyed sharing the information. And so that is what we're going to do today on the broadcast. Though you won't be able to see the videos if you're not watching on Facebook and Periscope, and you will if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, you will get to hear the content, how quickly it's done. It's excellently produced. And I want to tell you, it's not just me doing this. Though I present What's Next, we have a team editing it and putting it together, so it's very crisp, very tight, and gets all the information you need within about 3 minutes. So it's something you can share. It's something you can digest as well. It doesn't run at the same pace as we do as like on the live broadcast of Jay Sekulow Live. So that's what we'll be doing today, is really showing you this new outreach effort, from the American Center for Law and Justice called What's Next. And by the way, we're able to have that production team. We're able to put together this new series and reach a whole new audience, and so that you can utilize it to reach a whole new group of people too. Because you can clearly watch in 3 minutes what you're going to be sharing with all your friends and family. We're able to do this because of your support to the American Center for Law and Justice. And this is a critical month. The final month of the year. Really, it determines, we got a lot of work in December, but it also determines kind of how we start the new year as well. Support the work of the ACLJ. And if you donate today at aclj.org, your donation is doubled, because we have a matching challenge. We have a group of donors who are ready to match every donation that comes through. You donate $25 right now, that's like $50 to the ACLJ, but all you're charged is $25. It goes down and up from there. So this is a great time. Support the work of the ACLJ. It's how we can do these unique and new projects to spread the conservative message, to spread the right interpretation of law. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. As I said in the opening of the broadcast, we wanted to let our radio audience know, as well as those of you who watch on Facebook and Periscope, because you may watch the broadcast, but not always follow along with our social media pages during the day, that we've got this new, and I call it new, but we've been doing it for about, I think, 4 or 5 months, called What's Next? And they are these three-minute videos that I host on all these different topics. I mean, it's a variety of topics, not just a single topic. But they're 3 minutes, and we encourage you to share them with your friends and family. We did it that so that, one, you could watch exactly what you were going to share. So it'd be easy for you to say, okay, before I click the share button that Jordan's asking me to do, let me see what Jordan has to say so I can listen to all 3 minutes and digest that pretty easily. It's not done at the same quick pace as radio. So it's not like sharing a full hour radio broadcast. So we're going to go to those right now, but I encourage you, the reason why we're able to be creative in sharing the truth, and that's what it is, sharing the truth, is because of your support to the ACLJ. So before we go to some more of these What's Next videos, let me encourage you to support the ACLJ right now. Double the impact your donation. December is our most important month of the year when it comes to fundraising. If you donate today, your donation is effectively doubled. So again, matching challenge month, donate to the ACLJ. Again, our legal work all over the world in the U.S. and the radio broadcast and these new ways to communicate to people are all, we're able to do all of this because of your donations. Donate right now, double the impact your donation. Let's check out some more of these What's Next videos.
A hospital was forcing nurses and medical professionals to perform elective abortions in violation of federal law. The ACLJ fought back. You know, in 1973, there was a law passed by Congress, signed by the president, kind of a benign name, the Church Act. Doesn't really have a lot to do with church specifically. What it has to do with, what we commonly know as conscience protections, that protect many of us from across different professional fields from having to choose between keeping our job and violating our religious conscience. This often comes up when we talk about healthcare providers, especially in hospitals and nurses and doctors, in the case of abortion. Guess what? Never really been enforced, not by the federal government. And then a nurse came to us, working at the University of Vermont Medical Center. And the nurse came to us and said, I was forced to perform an abortion. The hospital knew I had an objection to performing abortions. So what the hospital decided to do was twofold. One, changed their policy to start performing elective abortions. That means abortions for no medical purpose whatsoever. And two, not tell the nurses what they were walking into procedurally. And HHS found this in their year-long review of the matter. Our client put on the scrubs, led into the operating room, and had no idea until the procedure began that she would be part of an elective abortion. The hospital put her in this situation. The doctor even turned to her and said, "Don't hate me." Guess who chairs the board of trustees at the hospital? The former CEO of Planned Parenthood New England. And guess when all these new rules were put in place at the hospital? After the former CEO of Planned Parenthood New England became the chair of the hospital. So because we filed a complaint in May of 2018, HHS, run by Secretary Azar, launched an investigation through their civil rights office. That investigation concluded August 28th, 2019. And it found that not only was our client, the nurse, forced to perform these abortions in violation of federal law, but so were a number of others, both in the nursing and medical profession, just at this one institution. So what's next? Well, we've asked nurses and medical professionals from around the country to contact us. We have a legal contact page at aclj.org. Because if this has happened to them, I'm sure it's happening across the country. And now you know you can fight back. You can do so anonymously, and you can really force that institution to either choose taxpayer funding or be in violation of federal law. So we need to hear from you at aclj.org. Number one, if you've been put in a position like this and you've had to refuse and you felt like your job may be in jeopardy, or if you were asked in an interview to become a nurse whether or not you would perform an elective abortion and you didn't get the job, you need to be contacting us through aclj.org. And for those of you who may not be in the medical profession but care about this issue and don't want nurses and medical professionals to be forced to perform abortions, you can also sign a petition so you can take action too at aclj.org.
So you just saw one of the What's Next videos. You're going to see more in just a minute, and you'll see kind of the differences between them. I mean, they're not done all this. I don't go in there and do 20 at one time. We do them kind of weekly so that they're timely, but also timeless in the sense that they're videos that you can go back to and share because they're always going to be important. You can go back and say, "Oh, I really like this one," and still share it with your friends and family. So, but we don't just go in there and say, "Okay, we're going to film 20 of these right today," and then slowly put them out. We do about one or two a week at most, and we do that with our production team. So I encourage you, you're about to see another What's Next and see the difference between one What's Next to another What's Next. What's not different is the time. They're all about 3 minutes long, so they're easy to share, and you know what you're sharing. Now, let me encourage you, before you see the next video, support the work of the ACLJ. This is a month where you double the impact of your donation through our matching challenge, the most important financial month for the ACLJ. Let's go to another one of those What's Next videos.
A Planned Parenthood abortionist, they call themselves doctors, saying what she would want in exchange for the sale of aborted babies' body parts. You know what she says? Lamborghini. So the ACLJ right now represents a former board member of the Center for Medical Progress. This is an organization who has a civil lawsuit brought against it by Planned Parenthood. There's also a criminal case as well pending. Now, our client is not involved in the criminal case. That's a good thing so far. One of the defendants in the case, like our client, was brought up to testify. And the Planned Parenthood attorney asked her why she did what she did. And she said she went undercover because she wanted to see and find out if Planned Parenthood was, in fact, violating the law and selling babies' body parts for profit and also conducting abortions, which, by the way, that's illegal to do, in a way to preserve the body parts for sale and to actually make a profit. Planned Parenthood had a judge ready to keep the videos under wraps. But because of Planned Parenthood's own attorney, videos have now been shown to the jurors. This was one of Planned Parenthood's top abortions, and she had to take the witness stage. What do you want to make out of a sale for fetal body parts, is how they call it? What does she say she wants? a Lamborghini. Now, to me, by saying Lamborghini, that doesn't mean the actual car itself. It means hundreds of thousands of dollars, major profit. And the law forbids that. Well, she had to testify to those jurors about why she said she wanted a Lamborghini in exchange for the sale of aborted babies' body parts. You know what her answer was? I was joking. And it may have been in jest in the sense that the Lamborghini wasn't really what she meant. It was what the Lamborghini represents. $500,000 or more, if you actually look up what a lot of Lamborghinis go for these days. It means a lot of money. It is disgusting. Illegally profiting off the sale of aborted babies' body parts is never a joke. You don't joke about getting a Lamborghini for doing that. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's un-American, and it's illegal. Go to ACLJ.org and sign the petitions to stand for life. Planned Parenthood thought they could bring a case against them, and it is backfiring, folks. Let's make sure it continues to do so, because if not, as we often say on this broadcast, if they get away with illegally selling aborted babies' body parts for profit, then what's next when it comes to infanticide, which is exactly what this is, and profiteering from infanticide in America? Go to ACLJ.org, sign those pro-life petitions today. Very serious when it comes to this grotesque fight for life.
So you've seen a couple of the What's Next videos. You've already seen the differences in content and kind of how they're laid out. We're able to produce them and have the team to produce them because of you. And we have this radio broadcast all over the country because of you. The government affairs work because of you. The international work because of you. We need your donations. Your donations are doubled. It's a matching challenge month. Donate today at ACLJ.org. December is our most important month when it comes to fundraising. And financially, it's the most important month for the ACLJ because we had a very busy December with a lot of work, but also it helps us jumpstart the new year, get right back to work as well. We have a matching challenge throughout the end of December. Whatever you're able to donate is effectively doubled at ACLJ.org. We need your support. I mean, a $10 donation, that's what you'd be charged on your credit card at ACLJ.org. But that becomes $20. And I will tell you, our average donation at the ACLJ is somewhere between $35 and $45. So don't think you've got to donate $100 or $200. Great if you can, but you don't have to do that to have a serious impact on the work that we do at the ACLJ. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org. At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. As I said in the opening of the broadcast, we wanted to let our radio audience know, as well as those of you who watch on Facebook and Periscope, because you may watch the broadcast but not always follow along with our social media pages during the day, that we've got this new, and I call it new, but we've been doing it for about, I think, 4 or 5 months, called What's Next. And they are these three-minute videos that I host on all these different topics. I mean, it's a variety of topics, not just a single topic. But they're 3 minutes, and we encourage you to share them with your friends and family. The reason why we're able to be creative in sharing the truth, and that's what it is, sharing the truth, is because of your support to the ACLJ. So before we go to some more of these What's Next videos, let me encourage you to support the ACLJ right now. Double the impact your donation. Matching challenge month. Donate to the ACLJ. Again, our legal work all over the world in the U.S. and the radio broadcast and these new ways to communicate to people. We're able to do all of this because of your donations. Donate right now. Double the impact your donation. Let's check out some more of these What's Next videos.
Could it be true that the government is actually requiring churches and religious organizations to deny the tenets of their religious faith? So it should be pretty clear, right? We have a First Amendment that protects the free exercise of religion, and that Congress shall make no law abridging that right. We also have the right to speech and association. Now, we have all these laws in the United States at the federal level that protect individuals from discrimination. Let's say, for instance, you know, my daughter goes to a Christian preschool. What if an atheist applied to be a teacher there? Could the Christian preschool say absolutely not, even if they were totally qualified? Well, under U.S. law, that should be pretty settled. But it took a Supreme Court case actually back in 2009 to totally settle that matter. And that was a pretty simple one, that if you don't agree with the tenets of the school's faith, then it doesn't matter what your other qualifications are, you cannot be a teacher there. And that was the Hosanna Tabor case, and the Supreme Court all agreed, 9-0, that the school could not be forced to hire someone who violated or was opposed to the religious tenets of that school's religious faith. So the Department of Labor has a new proposed rule that will allow religious organizations and entities, whether that's churches, schools, charities, I mean, the list goes on and on, that they will no longer be discriminated against by the government. So if there was a federal grant available to do disaster relief or to open up a new soup kitchen in a city where the church was located, that the church or religious organization could apply for those funds just like any other organization that might not be religious. That's what this Department of Labor rule is about. What has been incredible to see is the grassroots action on this. What happens is the Department of Labor puts forward a proposed rule, and then there's a period of time where the American people can comment. At the ACLJ in 1 week, we had 72,000 of you sign on to our comment filed in support of this new proposed rule to the Department of Labor. But then we have this special tool at ACLJ. It's because of our donors, really. We were able to build this tool where individuals can then go on our website and actually submit their own comment on these proposed federal rules. Well, over 4,000 people did that in just 1 week. So you combine all this. The ACLJ's comments and the comments of our members made up 13, almost 14% of all of the comments the Department of Labor received on this proposed rule from the entire country. Even though the comment period is over, we need to be prepared for the rule to go into action. That will happen soon, and then the court cases will come. So we've still got our petition ready to go in support of the Trump administration and the Department of Labor supporting the full aspect of religious liberty in the United States. Sign the petition at aclj.org. Let's make sure our religious liberty rights are protected and the government in 2019 isn't discriminating against religious organizations from whatever religious group that might be.
Now, let me encourage you, before you see the next video, support the work of the ACLJ. This is a month where you double the impact of your donation through our matching challenge. again, our legal work all over the world, in the U.S., and the radio broadcast, and these new ways to communicate to people. We're able to do all of this because of your donations. Donate right now. Double the impact of your donation. Let's go to another one of those What's Next videos.
What's up with the animosity of local governments towards churches and religious organizations? In the United States, we have a law. It was passed by Congress, signed by President Clinton, actually, in the year 2000. It's called RLUIPA. Now, what does RLUIPA mean? Now, usually that's the only way people ever say it, is just RLUIPA, but it means Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. What we're focused on here today is the religious land use. So this law is here to protect religious organizations like churches and other religious groups from cities, towns, and other kind of government agencies from discriminating against them. Remember, these institutions are tax exempt, both federally and at the state level. They don't pay state income tax or local taxes either. There's a case we just won out of New York. This was a church that operated for 3 years out of the bishop's home. So it was a small church operating there. And then in New York, what's the city government there, the local government there, it's called a village government, came to the church and said, no, you can't operate anymore. You're a disruption. This is causing too much trouble. You've got to change. The church decided to call us at the ACLJ, which is always the right thing to do if you're a religious organization or an individual and you feel like your rights are being violated or something is not right. And we inform the village leaders about the federal law, which also applies to New York and that specific city and that specific town and that specific neighborhood, or as they call it, village. And guess what? That church is now continues to operate. But you had to fight back. You had to fight back there by educating the local government that was harassing this church 3 years after it already began operating. Now, in a second case, we're still fighting. This is in Florida. This is a church which, again, had a home donated to it by one of its members to operate, to have as a church. There's 10 members. Think about this. A family could be bigger than this church. There's no other restrictions on its operation, but for now, the city doesn't want it there anymore. So we're fighting back. That case continues. Now, we haven't taken the legal action yet, but that would be what's next. We got the victory in New York by just informing the local government there about the federal law that applies to them, and they backed off, and that church is operating. In Florida, they haven't backed off yet. So we'll continue. You don't want to have to go to court. You don't want to have to file a lawsuit. If you can do it more quickly through just informing the right people on the city councils and local governments so that they back off. But what's next if they don't? The ACLJ will be in court to make sure that church still exists and the federal law which protects that church is upheld locally in Florida. Follow along with all of this at ACLJ.org.
So you've seen a couple of the What's Next videos. You've already seen the differences in content and kind of how they're laid out. We're able to produce them and have the team to produce them because of you. And we have this radio broadcast all over the country because of you. The government affairs work because of you. The international work because of you. We need your donations. Your donations are doubled. It's a matching challenge month. Donate today at ACLJ.org.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. We could not mount this battle without your support, and right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas and a great holidays as we're still in this holiday time period. Of course, New Year's Eve and New Year's, but celebrating the birth of Christ. It's so important to those of our audience who are Christians. And again, a great time to gather with friends and family, even for those of you who are listeners and supporters of our work who may not particularly be religious. But as a Christian organization, you know, we celebrate the birth of Christ. So it's a very important holiday. As we started getting back, and some of you are already back to work, we wanted to introduce to you something that if you follow our social media closely, whether it's on Facebook, maybe my Twitter, or even on Instagram, that we launched a few months ago called What's Next. And there's these about 3 minute long video segments I do on various topics that the ACLJ handles. I mean, it goes from everything from Israel to we did one on holiday displays, both what you could do at work, what the government is able to do. You know, we did different ones for that. We've done it on, religious liberty. We've done it on kind of an update on those who are being persecuted abroad. But we do it in a way that it's about 3 minutes long. They're very easy to share with your friends and family on social media. They get unbelievable amount of views. The last one posted as of today, I saw, had over 200,000 views. And these are just 3 minute videos that our team is producing with different topics, and we're continuing to do that. Well, we thought for our radio audience, it would be really cool to kind of put some of these together so that if you're not on our social media and haven't seen, or even if you are, but you've missed it on Facebook or Twitter, what we've been doing with What's Next, because it's really reaching a totally new audience of folks. Because again, it's one thing to share an entire radio broadcast, and many of you do that, and we appreciate it. It's a lot easier to get people to share a three-minute video, and it's also, as you know, easier to get one of your friends or family members to watch a three-minute video on social media than it is maybe an hour-long radio broadcast. So it's been something that we thought, hey, it'd be great if we could get 1,000 views with our first one, if we could get 10,000. And it launched, and they were getting 80, 90, 100,000, 200,000. So there was obviously a need out there, and people enjoyed it, enjoyed sharing the information. And so that is what we're going to do today on the broadcast. Though you won't be able to see the videos if you're not watching on Facebook and Periscope, and you will if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, you will get to hear the content, how quickly it's done. It's excellently produced. And I want to tell you, it's not just me doing this, though I present What's Next. We have a team editing it and putting it together so it's very crisp, very tight, and gets all the information you need within about 3 minutes. So it's something you can share. It's something you can digest as well. It doesn't run at the same pace as we do as like on the live broadcast of Jay Sekulow Live. So that's what we'll be doing today, is really showing you this new effort, outreach effort from the American Center for Law and Justice called What's Next. And by the way, we're able to have that production team. We're able to put together this new series and reach a whole new audience, and so that you can utilize it to reach a whole new group of people too, because you can clearly watch in 3 minutes what you're going to be sharing with all your friends and family. We're able to do this because of your support to the American Center for Law and Justice, and this is a critical month. The final month of the year, really, it determines, we got a lot of work in December, but it also determines kind of how we start the new year as well. Support the work of the ACLJ. And if you donate today at aclj.org, your donation is doubled, because we have a matching challenge. We have a group of donors who are ready to match every donation that comes through. You donate $25 right now, that's like $50 to the ACLJ, but all you're charged is $25. It goes down and up from there. So this is a great time. Support the work of the ACLJ. It's how we can do these unique and new projects to spread the conservative message, to spread the right interpretation of law. December is our most important month financially. We need your donations. Your donations are doubled. It's a matching challenge month. Donate today at aclj.org. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live. Thank you.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. As I said in the opening of the broadcast, we wanted to let our radio audience know, as well as those of you who watch on Facebook and Periscope, because you may watch the broadcast but not always follow along with our social media pages during the day, that we've got this new, and I call it new, but we've been doing it for about, I think, 4 or 5 months, called What's Next. And they are these 3-minute videos that I host on all these different topics. I mean, it's a variety of topics, not just a single topic. But they're 3 minutes, and we encourage you to share them with your friends and family. We did it that so that, one, you could watch exactly what you were going to share. So it'd be easy for you to say, okay, before I click the share button that Jordan's asking me to do, let me see what Jordan has to say so I can listen to all 3 minutes and digest that pretty easily. It's not done at the same quick pace as radio, so it's not like sharing a full-hour radio broadcast. So we're going to go to those right now, but I encourage you, the reason why we're able to be creative in sharing the truth, and that's what it is, sharing the truth, is because of your support to the ACLJ. So before we go to some more of these What's Next videos, let me encourage you to support the ACLJ right now. Double the impact your donation. December is our most important month of the year when it comes to fundraising. If you donate today, your donation is effectively doubled. So again, matching challenge month, donate to the ACLJ. Again, our legal work all over the world in the U.S. and the radio broadcast and these new ways to communicate to people are all, we're able to do all of this because of your donations. Donate right now. Double the impact your donation. Let's check out some more of these What's Next videos.
Is there a next red wave for Republicans in 2020? I've authored a brand new book called The Next Red Wave: How Conservatives Can Beat Leftist Aggression, Rhino Betrayal, and Deep State Subversion. You can order the book now at thenextredwave.com. But it's an important book. And it starts with this premise. The Democrats and the left have one single goal in the 2020 election: beating President Trump. Sure, they'd like to take back control of the Senate, but that's going to be tough for them. Yes, they'd like to increase their governorships or maybe even have more seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. But their number one goal is to defeat President Trump. And unlike 2016, they're not going to be caught off guard by how well he does amongst working class voters and blue collar voters and really a diverse group, Christians, evangelicals, people in the North, people in the South, people in the West and Midwest, and especially in the Rust Belt. They're not going to be surprised. Now, it doesn't mean they can beat President Trump, but but it is their number one goal. So we've written The Next Red Wave. I am the main author. I've got two co-authors with me who all have political experience. I've worked on three presidential campaigns and a number of other campaigns, along with all the work I do at the ACLJ, the legal work I've done on President Trump's behalf as his part of his outside legal team. We have put together a book to you as a guide to victory. Sean Hannity called it a must-read for every American. It's right on the cover of the book. But we go through and we kind of compare and contrast what it was like working on the issues we care about before President Trump. So like getting an imprisoned pastor out of Iran, working with the Obama administration and John Kerry's State Department, versus working with President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on getting an American imprisoned in Turkey out, and how different that experience was. We talked about the issue of life, of course. This is a president who's actually willing to enforce the laws and defunded part of Planned Parenthood's funding. All of the funding he could take from Planned Parenthood, he has taken. The rest will take congressional action. That's a lot different than President Obama, who praised Planned Parenthood. What will it take to have the next red wave? Well, it's going to take you. It's going to take me. We're going to have to gather together. We're going to have to grow our groups, and then we're going to have to go out there and get out the vote. So we go through issues, we do a compare and contrast, and we remind you why you've got a sacred duty to vote as well. Order the book today at thenextredwave.com, and from there, you can order from wherever you'd like to choose. Educate yourself on this next election season. We've got to create that next red wave. Go to thenextredwave.com and order the book today.
So you just saw one of the What's Next videos. You're going to see more in just a minute, and you'll see kind of the differences between them. I mean, they're not done all this. I don't go in there and do 20 at one time. We do them kind of weekly so that they're timely, but also timeless, in the sense that they're videos that you can go back to and share because they're always going to be important. You can go back and say, oh, I really like this one, and still share it with your friends and family. So, but we don't just go in there and say, okay, we're going to film 20 of these right today and then slowly put them out. We do about one or two a week at most, and we do that with our production team. So I encourage you, you're about to see another What's Next and see the difference. They're all about 3 minutes long, so they're easy to share, and you know what you're sharing. Now, let me encourage you, before you see the next video, support the work of the ACLJ. This is a month where you double the impact of your donation through our matching challenge, the most important financial month for the ACLJ. Let's go to another one of those What's Next videos.
The next red wave. Losing is not an option. Folks, in 2020, the reason I wrote The Next Red Wave is because losing is not an option. There are so many consequences. Of course, elections always have consequences, but we walk through that with you in the book, The Next Red Wave. Whether you get the hardback, whether you get the audiobook, whether you have the ebook delivered right to your e-reader, I want to encourage you to understand the consequences that are at stake. And we go through that in the book. We talk about the issues. What's at stake is so serious. We're talking probably two Supreme Court seats. We're talking about reversals of pro-life policies. We're talking about religious liberty, border security. We are talking about the difference between a group of candidates running to replace President Trump who believe that crossing the border illegally should be decriminalized so that there is no more crossing the border illegally. This is a group that doesn't believe in real religious liberty. And we walk through all of this with you. Then get into the foreign policy consequences of why we can't lose this, why we've got to get involved, why we've got to win this election. The foreign policy consequences are huge. The Democrat Party, the left, has become the anti-Israel party. And they could really damage Israel, both when it comes to aid, but also at places like the UN, where we're basically one of a few countries that actually stands up for Israel at the United Nations. We need to keep that alliance together. Also, combating Islamic terrorism around the world, taking the lead to eliminate ISIS, as President Trump has done, and then following up on that even recently to make sure that ISIS remains defeated. We need strong American leadership, not lead from behind again. That's another huge contrast between what we were used to under the previous administration and what is so different now. People respect us. Our enemies fear us. It could quickly turn the other way. Remember, it was under President Obama that Vladimir Putin decided to walk into the Crimea and annex it from the Ukraine. We can't lead from behind on our foreign policy. So we go through this in the book. We remind you about what it was like the last 8 years of the Obama administration and what it can be like in the next 4 years if we do win. How do we get to the next red wave in 2020 and win not just the White House, but more seats in the Senate to keep the majority stronger there and start making bigger gains in the House so that in a couple more years, we could take back the House. And maybe in President Trump's final 2 years in office, he could have the House and Senate both controlled by conservative Republicans. Because we talk about those rhino Republican in name only Republicans as well. We can't afford to lose. So what's next? We've got to gather. We've got to grow. We've got to go. You can learn all about it and how to do it in The Next Red Wave, my brand new book. Go pre-order it today at thenextredwave.com.
So you've seen a couple of the What's Next videos. You've already seen the differences in content and kind of how they're laid out. We're able to produce them and have the team to produce them because of you. And we have this radio broadcast all over the country because of you. The government affairs work because of you. The international work because of you. We need your donations. Your donations are doubled. It's a matching challenge month. Donate today at aclj.org. December is our most important month when it comes to fundraising. And financially, it's the most important month for the ACLJ because we had a very busy December with a lot of work, but also it helps us start the new year, get right back to work as well. We have a matching challenge throughout the end of December. Whatever you're able to donate is effectively doubled at aclj.org. We need your support. I mean, a $10 donation, that's what you'd be charged on your credit card at aclj.org. But that becomes $20. And I will tell you, our average donation at the ACLJ is somewhere between $35 and $45. So don't think you've got to donate $100 or $200. Great if you can, but you don't have to do that to have a serious impact on the work that we do at the ACLJ. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. Federal law bans the sale of aborted babies, but the abortion industry is exploiting a massive loophole. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. And we're continuing our fight in court against Planned Parenthood, appealing a disturbing decision that backs Planned Parenthood. At the same time, we're engaged in key Supreme Court cases protecting life. We could not mount this battle without your support. And right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. A $20 gift becomes $40, a $50 gift, $100. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life. Online at aclj.org.
Thank you for listening and watching today. Please continue your support by going to aclj.org. Now back with more of our special program.
So how do we bring about this next red wave? Well, you know what? Voting's not enough. We got to get to work. We got to do the dirty work of grassroots politics. You got to get involved in campaigns. You got to take off the ties, throw off the jackets, start rolling up the sleeves. That's how you bring about the next red wave. So we've told you about the issues for the next red wave. We've told you about the contrast between the past administration, the Obama years, and the Trump administration, and the significant loss it would be to lose this administration, that we have got to bring about the next red wave. And we've told you that voting isn't enough. That's your duty. It's a sacred duty. It's a civic duty. We get to elect our leaders. We are a unique country where we get to elect the most powerful leader in the world every 4 years. We get to elect members of Congress. We get to elect our governors, the state houses, the state legislatures, all the way down to the municipal and local levels like the school board. But how do you do it? What does gather, grow, and go mean? It means rolling up your shirt sleeves and going. Now, where do you go, you might ask, okay? Hey, Jordan, I don't know where to go. I want to get involved. I want to do more than just vote. Well, here's some ideas that we've got for you in the next red wave. And we get into this in more detail in the book, of course, but here's some ideas. You go to your local county political party. The Republican Party's got political offices all over the country in every single county. If you don't know where yours is, call your state party. Call the state Republican Party and they will tell you where it is. Find a candidate to volunteer for and work in their office. Volunteer in their office for the time that you've got. That is where you go. You still have to go on neighborhood walks, go door to door, make volunteer phone calls. You've got to do all of that work, put yard signs up. So when we say gather, grow, and go, we actually mean go, get out there, get to the campaign offices. If you live in one of those states that's a battleground state for the presidential election, you're gonna have presidential offices all over the state. So go to President Trump's campaign office, go right there. If you don't live in one of those states, you're gonna have Senate races that are competitive, House races that are competitive, go right there. And the easiest way to do it is just call your state Republican Party and say, hey, I live here, where is the closest office I can volunteer at? That's how you gather together, you grow, and then you get out there and go. It takes rolling up your shirt sleeves to bring about the next red wave. You gotta get your hands dirty. You gotta make the phone calls. You gotta volunteer your time. Understand, folks, to bring about the next red wave, it takes you. It takes you reading this book, The Next Red Wave, and putting it into action. So what's next? The Next Red Wave is released tomorrow. The book comes out tomorrow. So the first thing you should do, buy the book, read the book. You can do it on the hardback, you can do it in ebook, you can do an audiobook, but that's the first thing you need to do. And then you need to take action. And because of you, come election day, November 3rd, 2020, we can see the next red wave. Purchase the book today at thenextredwave.com.
As I said in the opening of the broadcast, we wanted to let our radio audience know, as well as those of you who watch on Facebook and Periscope, because you may watch the broadcast, but not always follow along with our social media pages during the day, that we've got this new, and I call it new, but we've been doing it for about, I think, 4 or 5 months, called What's Next? And they are these 3-minute videos that I host on all these different topics. I mean, it's a variety of topics, not just a single topic. But they're 3 minutes, and we encourage you to share them with your friends and family. The reason why we're able to be creative in sharing the truth, and that's what it is, sharing the truth, is because of your support to the ACLJ. So before we go to some more of these What's Next videos, let me encourage you to support the ACLJ right now. Double the impact of your donation. We're able to do all of this because of your donations. Donate right now. Double the impact of your donation. Let's check out some more of these What's Next videos.
The Constitution and celebrating Christmas, dispelling the myths. Here in the United States, millions of Americans celebrate Christmas. For Christians, it's one of the most important, if not the most important, holidays along with Easter, because Christmas is representative of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But there's also millions of Americans who celebrate the Christmas holiday who may not consider themselves particularly very religious at all. And there's all these myths surrounding what you can do and can't do when it comes to Christmas displays and holiday displays and where they can be. Here's myth number one. The Constitution requires this complete separation of our Christmas and holiday displays that are religious from the government. The Establishment Clause of the Constitution, as we said, is clear. It's about Congress establishing an official religion for the U.S., and the founders did not want to do that. They came from a nation, fought against a nation that had that official Church of England, and they didn't want that experience here in the United States. They wanted it to be one of religious tolerance and diversity. But the Supreme Court has been clear. Congress does not bar religious holiday displays on government property, so long as that government property is a public forum. Because if you have a public forum, that means that all speech should be allowed. Here's myth number two, that governments cannot allow any private religious speech on government property. That's absolutely false. In fact, recently we were contacted by a group that wanted to put on a live nativity on a Pennsylvania public forum. So this was an area the government had set up that the public could utilize. They filed all the permits, all the paperwork. And the government came back and said, yes, you filed everything right, you did everything correct, but because this is religious, you can't have your live nativity. That's absolutely wrong, and the Supreme Court has been so clear on this. One of our early cases at the ACLJ was establishing this notion that religious speech, political speech, it should be treated no different. It's speech. So if you open up a public forum, you can't say it's open for everything but religion. Myth number three, the government can never create or maintain religious displays that happen to be on government property. The Supreme Court and lower court opinions, they're all over the place when it comes to the Establishment Clause. I'll be clear about that. And when it comes to these religious displays. But one thing is clear, it is not absolutely unconstitutional to display a nativity scene or creche or a menorah during the holiday seasons on government property. In fact, the courts have been fairly clear under what we now operate is called the reindeer rule. So if you have the menorah, if you have the nativity scene, there should be other items that the government displays that are not just religious in nature. And this brings to us an important ACLJ case that we won. It was an ACLJ case representing a town in Utah. And part of the town's historic park, they had a Ten Commandments display. But they also had all these other items that displayed the town's history. And so a group tried to challenge that and have the Ten Commandments taken down. And what the Supreme Court said 9-0 was that because the display was part of a large display, that it was absolutely okay that you could keep the Ten Commandments there. But we always encourage you, see the victories. Get the information up at aclj.org.
December is our most important month when it comes to fundraising. And financially, it's the most important month for the ACLJ because we had a very busy December with a lot of work, but also it helps us jumpstart the new year. Get right back to work as well. Donate today. Be part of our matching challenge. We'll talk to you next time.
At the ACLJ, we remain committed to protecting life. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in America, is killing unborn children and then selling their organs. We're demanding Congress investigate Planned Parenthood's gruesome practices and close this loophole. We could not mount this battle without your support, and right now, your gift to the ACLJ will be doubled through our matching challenge. Stand with the ACLJ now in the fight for life, online at aclj.org.